And the countdown this afternoon is on to President Cyril Ramaphosa's State of the Nation address, which is the shortly named SONA. Besides the fact that everything backs up in Cape Town, you know, we would like to find out again what is expected from this speech. And the concerns about an ailing economy and soaring unemployment are two of the things which are very, very important. Now, the number of jobless people rose by above 27% and in the first quarter of this year, while the GDP shrunk by about 3%. Ramaphosa himself, Cyril Ramaphosa, the president, will address this under the theme of Let's Grow South Africa Together as we celebrate 25 years of freedom. Since the country commemorates 25 years of freedom and democracy after the historic 1994 election, so the celebrations is said to reflect on the country's successes and challenges, as well as, find ways to improve the lives of the ordinary person. And I think this is what is probably the most important thing. So the address will start at 7 o'clock and it'll be broadcast live across a number of TV and radio stations. And we at EWN have a full team out there, including our online team, and they will all be keeping you posted on exactly what's going to be happening this evening. We speak this afternoon to Professor Bekitemba Mgomezulu, professor in the Department of Political Studies at UWC, for his thoughts now and telling us what exactly we can expect in the speech this evening. Professor, a very good evening to you, and good afternoon, and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon to your listeners. I'm already looking ahead to the evening to listen to the president.
To the president, yes, I think that makes two of us. Yes. Professor, why a second SONA in just about 4 months?
I think it has to do with the just concluded election, because the other SONA that we had was under the old administration, the fifth administration. And then now we have just started with our new administration, which is the sixth administration. And therefore, so technically speaking, this is the first SONA of the current administration. So as much as this happened, during the same year, one in Feb, and then this one now, the reality of the matter is that this is the first one under the new administration.
And do you anticipate a well-coordinated and calm address this year? No interruptions from anybody, nobody screaming point at order, Mr. Speaker or Mrs. Speaker, and, are we going to see this go a way in which, it should be going, because there are a number of people anticipating and waiting for the president to find out, and not only in the country but internationally, because it affects our economy, a number of people waiting for him to speak. Is he going to be allowed to actually just get on with the job?
No, I think we stand a better chance that the president would be allowed to deliver his speech unhindered. Because what has happened in the past is that our politicians had started personalizing issues. If you see in the fifth administration, especially the first half of it, when then President Zuma was in charge, you had opposition parties, more especially the EFF, which was more vocal. They had issues with the then president, and they would decide upfront that they were going to disrupt parliament, and then, at the SONA. And then when the day came, they delivered on their promise. They would make sure that they call for point of order even before the Speaker of Parliament would afford the president the opportunity to address the nation. But then since the current president assumed power, finishing the term that former President Zuma did not finish, and then now in the new administration, they've given him the benefit of the doubt. But the mistake that they made, which I've mentioned in some of your media houses, is that they were not supposed to have allowed him to finish Zuma's term so that he could have a clean cut. Then this would have been his first State of the Nation address. But having said all of that, I think to answer your question directly, I think that there will be no disruptions. If there are, there will be one or two, not in the same magnitude that we have seen in the previous administration.
In the previous, yeah, because I think the fact that the former president was a sort of a common enemy or a common factor
for
a number of people.
Yes.
In this presidency, it's not like that. Chatting to Professor Bekitemba Mgomezulu, Professor of Political Science and Deputy Dean of Research at UWC, what should be the issues foremost on the mind of the president this evening? Is it job creation? Is it the state-owned enterprises? What should be his main focus? Because the first thing that he says is going to be the most important thing for me on television. I don't want to hear about all the little rattles and things. Tell me the most important things that we should be looking forward to this afternoon.
I think the scene is already set for the president. The fact that, the cabinet lekgotla to discuss some of these issues means that we already know upfront what he's going to focus on. If you look at the theme of his speech, that is growing South Africa together, the primary objective will be to make sure that he says something concrete about the country's economy. As you correctly pointed out at the beginning, that the country's economy has in fact contracted by about 3.2%. And that is a cause for concern in the first quarter. That's a cause for concern. And it allows him an opportunity to build on the momentum he had already started building when he visited countries across the globe and tried to amass support and inviting investors to come and boost the country's economy. So that will be priority number one, because without this, everything else just falls apart. Those other issues like your job creation and service delivery and infrastructure, all of those are sub-points of this main point, growing the economy. And basically the angle that is going to take will be that government is not going to do it alone. It is going to do it with the rest of the people of South Africa, including the business sector. Hence then the theme, growing South Africa together. So I think that we already know from the theme itself what its focal points will be.
Yeah, we always, and I'm always excited when you have an Imbongi praise singer from any clan who is going to lead the president in there. And we've got a praise singer from the Khoisan clan will usher in President Cyril Ramaphosa for this evening's State of the Nation address. Do you think this kind of representation is warranted to sort of, you know, show our Africanness?
The AU has already taken a position that we have to find ways to do things in a manner that will identify us as Africans. If you go to any parliament abroad, you will never find these kinds of things because that's who they are. But then we mustn't be apologetic. We have to do things our own way. I think when this thing started, people didn't know what was happening, but I think it's a signature which tells the world who we are as Africans. So I think it's warranted, and the fact that you have people from different groups doing this means that we are in fact abiding by this idea of a rainbow nation. Because if you were to have only one group doing it, then that will be a cause for concern. The fact that you have a Khoisan one, for example, is something to be applauded, because people of Khoisan origin have been complaining that they've been left out, which is why they've been calling for their language to be considered as the 12th language. So I think it's something that we need to do, and it's a move to the right direction, in my view.
So the Khoisan people were camping out in Pretoria on the grounds there, begging for that kind of representation was very, very important. And there we go. We have an opportunity for them to be represented and to lead the president into the parliament this afternoon. Professor Becky Themba Mgome Zulu, Professor of Political Science and Deputy Dean of Research at UWC, giving us his thoughts about what's happening this evening.